All I'm saying is that if my wife, a woman that I cherish, thinks getting a job is more important than our marriage, let her die.
Mr. Lepepke, think for just a moment. Isn't this woman the same person you married 10 years ago?
No, she's fat.
But does she not also have a right to her own professional fulfillment?
Why, you whipped.
Mr. Lepepke, let me share with you a personal anecdote, if I may. I was in a similar situation about 4 years ago.
Oh, your wife was putting on the pounds too, huh?
No, but after 15 years as a homemaker, she suddenly decided to resume her career. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I certainly didn't want to give up everything I'd worked for and come home. After all, I mean, the patients that you deal with in a home practice, frankly, aren't always that interested. With the exception of you. So I had a decision to make. What came first, my career or my marriage? I came home. And quite frankly, Mr. Lepepke, I couldn't be happier. Now, does that sound whipped to you?
They could put it on pumpkin pie.
All right, well, that's our session for today. I'll be remodeling this office, so next week we'll be at another address, okay?
Oh, a real office, huh?
This is a real office, Mr. Lepepke. I do real work here.
Well, I didn't mean to insult you. I welcome the change. Psychiatrists with real offices are so much more interesting.
Jason, I'm home.
She could whip me anytime.
Are cold.
So sit on them.
Ben, what are these little black things in my pancakes?
The ones without legs are raisinettes.
You are never gonna cook breakfast again.
That's my plan.
Ben, look, you are only seeing the downside of Dad going to work here. Now there is an upside too. Okay, with Mom at work and Dad safely out of the way all week, when you get home from school today...
You will behave exactly as if I were watching your every move.
Is that crazy? The man read my mind.
Yeah.
I brought extra diapers. Chrissy isn't used to daycare.
Well, where's that contractor? I should have left 5 minutes ago. There's all that traffic and then the toll. Oh. Maggie, I'm going to need exact change for the toll.
Allow me, Dad. Ben, give the man a buck.
Maggie, come on. You said you'd get me some extra diapers for Chrissy.
I did, Jason. You're nervous.
Yes. Well, I'm just not a guy who's comfortable with change.
Then give me my quarters back.
You know, everything I need is right here at home. I don't have to commute and I don't have any interruptions.
You get to watch Oprah. Everybody knows, Dad.
All these years, I thought you were doing me a big favor by working at home.
Well, I'm not the kind of guy to bring it up, but I am. Oh, finally.
Yep.
Hi, I'm,
Christina, I parked my truck out on the lawn. I hope it's okay.
Yeah, everybody, this is Frank. He's going to be remodeling the office.
My beeper went off. I got to call it in.
I heard the stinking beeper. Get off my back, will you?
Oh? Is any one of you named Maggie Malone?
Yes.
Gil something or other from Esquire magazine. Could you make it quick?
I heard your beeper went off. Gil, can I call you right back on my husband's line? Okay.
Frank, about my office.
Just a sec. Go ahead, talk. I can do two things at once. Is there anything you want to have done? Any certain ideas?
Well, just a few random thoughts off the top of my head, really.
I gotta let you go. Yeah, I got another one of those.
Hey, wait a second. I'm gonna have the whole house to myself every afternoon for a whole week.
It's a good thing I've got a poker face.
Believe me, Gil, I would love to do the article, but they keep
losing
me so busy.
Losing these bookshelves will open up a whole workspace here, then...
Jason, I'm on the phone with Esquire.
Honey, don't we subscribe to enough magazines already?
Oh. Well, we need some time to check these plans.
Oh, Gil, I have to try yet another phone. Be patient with me.
Sorry.
So... what this office really needs is just a new face. You know, I'd like to have an office that says a professional psychiatrist works here. A professional psychiatrist calls me home.
Yeah, I was just wondering, about what time are you going to get home tonight?
I don't know, Ben. If I don't get out of here soon, I may not be home at all.
This is better than I thought. What would Mike do in a situation like this? Party, party, party.
I mean, does this office say anything to you?
Not a peep.
Sorry, I have no time to write anything. Bye. Can you believe I had to turn in another terrific freelance assignment?
Can you believe $3,000 for textured walls?
Sure, now that I've been offered good articles to write, I'm too busy to take them.
Now that I bothered with medical school, I find out the big bucks are in contracting. Oh, Chrissy, I'm sorry, Daddy wouldn't leave without you.
Hi.
Hello.
You're a little early. The doctor is not in yet.
Yes, he is.
Sure, he is.
Oh, so I'm Jason Seaver. I'm going to be in Dr. Friedman's office.
Right. We were expecting you. I'm Kevin Randall.
Oh, I was just putting my daughter in daycare. So, what's your area of expertise?
Typing, filing, steno.
Oh, you treat secretaries?
I am a secretary. In fact, I'm yours.
Ah, a male secretary. Well, that's kind of strangely fascinating as an idea, yes. Well, I'll be in my office. Which is where?
Jason Seaver.
Hey, you Paul. Son of a gun! No! Oh. How long has it been?
It's about a week. Yeah, dinner on my place, remember?
Oh, and why am I hugging you?
Well, I don't know. You always do that when you see me, and you're starting to get on my nerves.
Hey, it's in your office.
No.
Oh, gotta show you.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well.
All right.
A male secretary?
Come on, where have you been, Jace?
Well, it's just that I've never had a secretary with hairier legs than mine. Once, maybe, but that's another story. I really have to thank you and Phil for letting me use this office.
Oh, jeez, hey, please, don't mention Phil, huh? He's off at a Zurich conference, and I'm here stuck with a double patient load.
Oh, well, at least you're not bitter about it.
Nice furniture, huh?
Are you kidding?
Huh? I own it, but I lease it back to myself through my own corporation for a double write-off.
You still practice psychiatry, though.
Nice chair, huh?
Hey.
It vibrates.
Oh, good. I thought it was me.
And it's got a built-in phone.
No.
Yeah. Okay, let's see now. You know about the daycare center? You know there's a running track on the roof here? Whoa. I gotta keep going. I've got two patients waiting for me.
All right. Well, if you get swamped this week, I'd be happy to pitch in.
Oh, I may take you up on that.
All right. Just have your chair call my chair. Hello? Hello?
He has got to be kidding. Thelma, have you seen this assignment sheet?
Nope.
Thelma, you typed it.
Well, yeah, but I didn't read it. That way I don't get involved.
I'm supposed to do a feature entitled Winterizing Your Dog. So rather than writing an insightful, respectable journalistic piece for Esquire magazine, I'll be showing people how to put snow tires on their shih tzus.
Nice alliteration.
So this is the day
I take my stand. Mr. Sidlovich, I am a darn good reporter, and I have worked very hard to show you that, but it's not easy when the biggest story I've done in months is gingivitis or your gums trying to tell you something.
I have failed to make use of your journalistic talent. I accept full responsibility. As of today, I'm out of here.
Oh, well, I didn't mean that you had to quit.
I didn't quit. I'm fired.
You're kidding.
No, I'm fired. If I were kidding, I would not be packing all of my worldly possessions into this pathetically small box. You want my happy feet?
Mr. Sidlovich, how can I do this to you?
Station manager's unhappy with our image. So we hired a media consultant. They consulted. I'm gone.
But that is so unfair. Oh, what if we're all gone?
Oh, I don't think you have to worry, Maggie. I said some very nice things about you. Of course, I said some very nice things about me, too, and look what happened. Well, I guess that's about it.
Mr. Sidlovich, if there's anything I can do, let me know. I mean it. Anything.
You know, I might take a shot at print journalism again. That guy from Esquire that keeps calling you? What's his number?
Oh, it's, 565. Wait a second. Mr. Sidlovich, I may need that number.
Bye, Maggie.
Bye, Sid.
Bye, office. No number, no feet.
Oh, Mom. Great. I'm glad you're home.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. I forgot Dad was at work, and I thought I'd have to make my own dinner.
Good to see you, too, Mike.
Oh, Mom, you've had a hard day at work, huh? Hey, listen, you know, you should really ease up. I mean, you're getting some major frown lines.
If you value your life, Mike, back off.
Hello, Maggie.
Hello, Mike.
Dad, get a grip on yourself.
Well, you certainly seem to have had a good day.
Oh, good doesn't begin to describe it, Maggie. I had a great day. I'm telling you, I have the most fabulous office. The people down there are terrific, and today, two, count them, two doctors consulted me on their cases. I have never been so excited.
How was your day?
My boss was fired, and I may be next. Oh, Jason, it's like a morgue down at the station. They hired a media consultant to change our whole image, and today he was deciding who to can.
Oh, sweetheart, just because you're being evaluated doesn't mean you're going to be fired. You're a good reporter. They're going to realize that.
That's true. I am a good reporter.
Oh, remember that story on gingivitis? Please. And that cute little dog wedding? Honey, when that little beagle caught the bouquet in his teeth...
Can I get you anything else? Cereal, a donut, eggs Florentine with hollandaise sauce?
I'm fine.
You're telling me.
Well, hi, Carol. Hey, as long as you're fixing breakfast, can I get a scrambled egg?
Dad, do you want me to be late for work?
All right, Frankie, I got a whole new way to go. You don't take suggestions well, do you?
Sorry.
Well, I just figured that, you know, if you're tearing out all these bookshelves anyway, why not maybe put in, I don't know, a whole wall of Japanese screens, you know? Maybe do the rest of the room in some blue-gray tones, huh? What do you think?
I think I should have charged you by the hour.
Yeah. Well, I gotta run. My colleagues are expecting me. Yeah. Well, I guess I can't put it off any longer. I better get into the office.
Come on, you don't have to fake being down for me. I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah, what can I do? It's out of my hands.
Well, that's a very good attitude.
But if what I think is going to happen to me happens and you have another great day, fake your little heart. Fires
has been doing the weather forever. Dr. Klaus, not you too.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Well, if that's the way they're going to be, I don't care if they fire me.
Maggie Malone.
Oh, God, I hope they don't fire me.
So, I thought maybe I was wrong about my wife wanting to work.
Then we're making progress.
I took your advice. I told her, if you didn't want to be at home anymore, fine.
Bravo.
Haven't seen her for 3 days.
I'm very sorry.
I'm not. I'm just waiting for the day she comes waddling home with her tail between her legs. Excuse me. Dr. Seaver, is that your chair ringing? Yeah.
My secretary will get it. Well, our time's up, Mr. Lepepke, and we'll be meeting again next week, but that'll be back home at my place.
Oh. I knew this place was too good to last.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin. Kevin, did you get that call through to my wife?
Yeah, they said she was in a meeting.
You got a minute, Chase?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
What
is it?
Well, Phil called from Zurich this morning. He's taking a teaching job there.
Oh, are you kidding? What a great opportunity for him. Yeah, a teaching job and good cheese whenever you want it.
Well, it's a great opportunity for him, but what about me? I mean, he's abandoned me. Just like my father did when I was a child. I was only 5 years old, which, as you know, is a very vulnerable age.
Well, there's a reason your father abandoned you, Paul. He hated you. Everybody hates you.
Is this the way you talk to all your patients?
Well, I do when I think they're trying to con me about something.
Oh, I don't believe this. After 20 years of friendship, college, a professional relationship, Jason, do you really think I'd be less than honest with you?
Oh, yeah.
Got me. But wait a second now. Here's the deal. How would you like to take over for Phil here?
Are you serious?
Hey, look, it's obvious you enjoy being here, and you'd fit in perfectly. Come on, what are you saying?
Well, it's a very unexpected offer. A very attractive offer. Maybe we could do something finally about that free clinic idea we talked about at lunch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is exactly the kind of work situation I have always dreamed
of. Oh, Jason, fantastic.
I can't do it.
Jason, I promise I won't hug you again.
No, I have a deal with Maggie. We have always believed that one of us should be there for the kids at all times. Oh. It's her time for career opportunities, not mine.
Oh, come on. Give me a break, Chase. I mean, look, you can make a lot of money here. And that's important to your family, too. Besides, you're the man of the house. I mean, what you say goes, right?
Well, that's a very sexist thing to say. Agreeable, but sexist.
Think, Chase. I mean, this office can be yours permanently. Yes, even the chair.
Thank you. I can't. No, I'm happy at home, Paul.
Wait a second. You're happy?
I'm happy.
Chase, are you sure you're not blocking or displacing or repressing?
Yes.
Yes, you're repressing.
No, I'm not.
Well, then you're blocking.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
R2.
I'm not.
R2.
I'm not.
Yeah, you
I'm
just
not,
won't
I'm
admit
not,
it.
Not,
no,
I'm not,
Chase.
I'm not.
Jason is blocking.
Hey, Mike, check this out.
What the heck is that?
It's a laser light show machine that pulses with a jungle animal rhythm that cannot be denied.
Too much of that laser light, Benny, and you'll go blind.
It's from a party tomorrow.
What party?
The one I didn't tell you about? The one that's a secret from everybody, especially...
Dad!
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Here goes your band. There you go, baby.
The end of my illustrious sophomore year. As a junior, I face the future with... Dad, just because I'm being friendly doesn't mean I'm flirting. This is a perfectly acceptable outfit. Give me a break.
So what do you think?
About what?
About the troubles in the Middle East. About this awful...
office.
Oh, yes. Well, no, it's getting there. It's really getting there. I just wish those Japanese screens were over here, you know, on this wall, over where Kevin sits. That's
Who's Kevin?
Kevin, my secretary.
Do you know what I'm doing?
Not a clue. I'm trying to make this room look like my office at work. All these suggestions I said I was making randomly, they're not random. That's my subconscious talking. All this time I thought that I was tired of working in this room. No. What I'm tired of is working at home. Isn't that something?
Whew, I'm stunned.
Me too. I'm glad I figured this out. I mean, this changes nothing. No. Maggie put her career on hold for 15 years to stay home with the kids. Now it's my turn.
That was our deal, right?
Well, yes, right. Of course it is. Still, would you pass up an opportunity like this?
Why?
I didn't think so. But let me ask you this. You think that a man should be boss? You think what a man says goes?
Well, that's a pretty sexist thing to say.
Agreeable, but sexist. Well, I don't feel that way. I feel that if Maggie's happy at her job, and by the way, I'm not so sure that Maggie is all that happy at her job. In fact, it may not even be her job anymore if they decide who they're going to fire. Oh, wouldn't that be something if Maggie could can? No, I didn't mean that.
Hello, Jason? Anybody home?
Oh, hi, honey.
Oh, hi, honey. How was your day?
Well, tell you, since you asked, actually, there was something I kind of wanted to talk
to you about. Mine was absolutely, without a doubt, the most fabulous day of my entire life. Not only did they not fire me, you are looking at the core of Channel 19's new news team. From now on, we're a hard news network, and I am their number one hard news reporter. They don't want to fire me. They want to sign me to a 7-year contract.
Seven years.
Honey, is something wrong?
No. No. No, that's fantastic, unexpected news. Ho-ho. 7 years.
Well, I'm sorry I cut you off, sweetheart. What was it you wanted to say?
Well,